Hey friend, welcome to Spill It with Rios. Whether it is morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are in the world listening in, we are all about keeping it real. My name is Narissa, and I'm so excited that you are here. I want to take you on this journey where we sit down to talk about tips on how to achieve your goals while living in the moment and taking those tools to strive forward. So without further ado, let's dive right into it.
Hi guys, happy Sunday. Here we are again, and I am I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little tired today. I was realizing that I'm like, crap, I am procrastinating a little bit in recording these episodes, and I'm just like, you know what? And it's not the fact that I don't want to, nor that I'm not motivated. It's just, oh my word, life has been crazy. So here we are. Happy Sunday. Wherever you are in the world today, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and all everything in between. Life update again, like I said. End of March, and my three kids were nearing school. I believe parent-teacher conferences are coming up, so I'm like, about it. Gwendolyn is walking like crazy. I love it. I love seeing her grow. And as some of you guys might know, I teach Zumba with my husband. We've been doing that. And also we've been trucking along with our side business. So we have been very busy. That's why I haven't been up to date with these episodes. What I love about recording these more in real time is you get to not only, I guess, if you happen to like see me doing this, but you can hear my voice, and it's real. We all go through life like this. We all go through different experiences, different life stages, and I love it. But today in particularly, it's like a trending topic. I love getting random topics from life and what I hear from others, and I'm just like, you know what, this sounds something great to talk about. And I wanted to talk about the beauty of taking risks, right? It's challenging, it's scary, it's in some perspectives, it's always something new when you take a risk, right? It's whether it's something you've done before and it's kind of starting over again, or it's just something you've never done before. Taking a risk can be seen as either in a negative connotation or a positive connotation. You know what I'm saying? But that's what I love. And that's what I think I see the beauty in taking a risk is it's taking a chance, trying something new, and possibly failing or succeeding, that 50-50 chance. And you guys know that if you ever have dealt with this kind of stuff, like that feeling of, oh, okay, here we go, whether am I going to fail or am I going to succeed? But in reality, we all must experience risk at some point of our lives, you know what I mean? So like, for example, going in for a job interview, you want to leave the job that you are currently at, and you want to start fresh, and you know, especially when it's a job that you really, really want, you go hard on the interview. You feel the interview goes great, the vibe feels great, and then it's the waiting period where you just sit there and think that, oh my gosh, I should have said this in the interview. Oh my gosh, what did they think of my body language? It's all of the overthinkingness takes over because you took that leap of faith and risk to start something new in a new environment, in a new job that you would feel qualified for, but at the same time, it's not in your hands. And I think that's where the security and safety net comes in. So, you know, taking chances, taking risk is one of the most crucial ways of basically helping ourselves advance and gain more experience. Like I said, it's trying something new. Like Can you imagine a life where everything was the same? Everything was the same. Everything was safe. Everything was just easy. Let me emphasize on that. Everything is easy. And most importantly, nobody fails. Like, how would we learn, grow, and adapt without risk? Think of it like that. I wouldn't think of that more on that connotation versus a negative connotation. I feel like we all think that risk is negative when in reality it's something that we can grow upon. I think that it is scary, and I know it is scary because I'm gonna put myself out there with this is when I interviewed for the job I'm currently in, it was scary because I knew I was in that position before that I worked at. I had the experience, but that feeling of, oh my gosh, am I going to get it? I'm not sure. I might not qualify, takes over, you know? And then you get the second interview, and then it's like final interview. It's like, oh my gosh, this is it. This is make it or break it. And then obviously that feeling of when you get it, when you get the job. That's one feeling. The other one is of taking a risk is a side hustle my husband and I are in. And what I love about the experience that we're having right now with this business is we're investing ourselves and taking a risk, not only in the business, but also the leaders above us that believe in us, that see the potential in us, that we can grow our business as individuals and as a team. And though we are still new, I'm gonna put in quotes, it is already March and we're gonna hit April in a couple weeks. But I feel that the fact that we know the basics already. When you know the basics and stuff, you already, it's like, all right, I know the basics. Let's move on to intermediate. Let's take a risk in what we're going to do here. Because I think when taking risk, like I said, failure, which equals my thinking is when you hear the word fail, you hear the word no a lot. And that's the scary part. A lot of us hate to hear the word no. So that's what taking risks kind of we want to define it as is we are it's that scary feeling where we challenge ourselves and it's a fifth literally a 50-50 chance of going our way or not going our way. And I think that it's beautiful, but also, like I said, it's scary. And we often don't find ourselves. Basically, it's like something in our brain, I feel like, in our feelings, where we have to kind of navigate within ourselves how to overcome that fear of taking risks. So I wanted to share with you guys a few things in regards to that. One tip I love, I've been trying to do, it's still a work in progress, we are all growing together, is trying not to weigh the pros and cons. Like, you think about it, normally it's weird to say that because when we say our pros and cons, it's like, all right, here's the good stuff, here's the bad stuff. If we do that, it's going to be this back and forth feeling, you know, right? When you're taking a risk, it's like you're trying to research it and at the same time have that gut reaction. Is literally those like that you research in your head at the same time finding that gut reaction. And that's really all you need to make a decision that you feel is good, you know? Like the more and more you go into like this analytical mode, the more you activate the part of your brain that makes you feel more demotivated and fearful. That's what I mean, like the pros and cons list. Like it's all right, here's what's the great part. But here's like, oh my gosh, no. Oh, this could happen. Yes, this con could happen. Oh, this negative thing could happen. Let's like, no. If your gut is telling you to say yes or to go for it or go do it, that'll literally prevent from taking over anything that can simply not let you dive in. It will actually help you adapt to whatever you want to go. That doesn't mean you're going to be like reckless when you take that risk. No, but you know, the sooner you start something and take action, the less likely you're going to be scared at doing it. It's like ripping off the band-aid after, and whatnot. After like you had a scar and, you know, 3 days later, you need to take off the band-aid and replace it with medicine. Rip it off. It's like, you know, that feeling when you rip off a band-aid really quickly and you put new medicine on. It's like, ow. But you know, the end result is the scar is going to go away. It will heal, right? I think another tip I want to share with you guys in regards to taking risk is you can set little mini goals. Little small girl goals in reality help you get to the big picture goal. To get comfortable with risk, everyone needs to start small. I feel like that's really important. Start small by setting a series of like little goals, like here, there, little bits and pieces, so that you can accomplish it in a shorter period of time. And you know, that could include some that are a little scary, but you know, the main purpose here is basically to experience success repeatedly. Hence why when you do little small things and you get it done and you succeed in getting it done, it's better getting five little successes than one giant unsuccessful feeling. I'd rather take the five over the one any day, anywhere, and I'm pretty sure you guys would too. Those early successes help you stay motivated to seek out bigger risks. You know, like every time we achieve success, I read this quote. Every time I read this quote, where it was like, every time we achieve success, our brains like release like this dopamine, which motivates us to go back and tackle the next success. If you approach a big risk at that point, you'll be primed to take action and less likely to get bogged down in fear of potential loss. Sounds simple, but practice makes perfect. This next tip is actually one of my favorites because it brings out a side of me. And it'll bring it out aside of you as well when you hear this, that allows you to grow as a leader and as a person in general. And that is surround yourself with risk takers. Surround yourself with people who you're comfortable with that you know will take risks. A big part of comfort with risk is literally exposure. If you have people in your social circle, or especially like, for example, in your family or friends who have been willing to take risks, you know, on a consistent, like on the consistency and constant basis, you will most likely be doing the same. You know, there's a huge social aspect in that kind of sense. Let's say, for example, your best friend always is like, all right, I'm gonna do this, whether big or small risk. I'm gonna do this. If I succeed, great. If not, move on to the next. Surround yourself with those kind of people. It'll be easier for you to be like, all right, yeah, that's all right. It's like a kind of like it's a ripple effect or a domino effect, whatever. Where when you see somebody do it and then you're around them more often, you are most likely going to be taking risks, not like the same risk as them, but just the risk in your life or your business decisions or whatever. Risk takers will be more likely to encourage you to take chances, and they will also be living examples of what it takes to risk and fail and risk again. Ripple and domino effect, guys. Taking risks allows you to challenge yourself to do something different. You know, this can, like, don't be scared. This can be anything from, I don't know, taking on different responsibilities at work, starting a new business, starting a podcast. Hi, story time. Because challenging yourself will help you stay motivated because you will always be learning and growing. Okay, now story time. This podcast, Spill with Rios, here we are in episode 21, was not supposed to even happen because I have been back and forth with it for so long. And then I started listening to Keisha Fitzgerald, now Keisha Get Mary, her podcast. She is the first podcast I listened to in 2019. I've listened to her from the very beginning. And then I started listening to a few more like-minded people like Keisha. But one of the ones that stuck out to me the most, two of them, was The Kind Mind Project by Emily Helderman, Keep Moving Forward by Diana Marie Keller, and Soul Radio with Crystal Huckle. Well, that's three. I said two. Three are the main, those four podcasts, just those four incredibly motivational women in my life, who I have connected with in different ways, have inspired me to take the leap of faith and the risk to start this podcast. They're one of the big reasons why I'm here today on March 24th, 2023, continuing this. Not only that, but obviously, people in my life have consistently been telling me, you can do this. This is the type of thing that you were meant to do. Take the risk. And I will say, like my husband has said to me, what have you got to lose? The worst that could happen is no one's going to listen to your podcast. Plain and simple. That's something I didn't want to hear back then. But let's face it, that's reality. The worst thing to happen in anything in decision making is hearing the word no. The worst thing to happen in an action is no one supporting you. Right? You keep putting yourself around this negativity every single, no matter what point of your life, point, no matter what point in your life you're in, surrounding yourself with negativity, you're just going to be filled more with negativity. I've learned that, and I'm hitting 30 in April. Doesn't matter how old you are. That life quote, that life experience, that life action of, okay, that's a no. Okay, no support. Let's move on to the next. Así es fácil. That's how it is. Very simple. But our mentality is not that simple because we don't take risks. And that's the beauty of it. So I wanted to leave you guys with that because I want you guys to not be afraid to start a new career. I don't want you guys to be afraid to, if you're going to school, to start university or apply. Don't be afraid to hand in that application and tell the school, hey, I'm worthy. And if they reject you, that's their loss. Keep that mentality and said, it's their loss that they're not going to have me at their school because I'm a good asset to them. If that job didn't accept you, that's their loss. I know I'm going to be a good employee. It's their loss. Move on to the next. Oh, the person that's, they're not, oh, family and friends are not supporting you in your business. It's their loss. They don't see the benefit like I do. You see what I'm saying, guys? So although taking risks can be intimidating, it's also, I will repeat, it's also a great way to stay motivated and to learn new things. So if you're feeling stuck, I'm telling you, my friend, don't be afraid. Try something new. It can be what will get you motivated to get to where you need to be, to get to where you need to go, to get to what you are meant to do. Just like a famous, shoe footwear company said, Nike, just do it. I love you guys. And until then, to the next episode.
Thank you so much for listening in. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a friend or shared the episode on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for getting the message out. I'm humbled and grateful to be on this journey with you. So until next time, I'll talk to you again soon.